what Christ has done for all of us today.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Today's topic is called Christ Our Joy. Christ Our Joy. Now, if Christ is your bridegroom, then you will have joy. Okay? That's the fact. If Christ is your bridegroom, Christ is your husband, you are going to have joy no matter what. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I am Rachel's husband, right? Honey, do you have joy because I am your husband?
Amen.
In spite of my failures and my shortcomings?
Amen.
Many times I am impatient with you. Many times, right, I fail her by being impatient. Okay? Many times I don't understand her. I do not show the care that she needs. I do not show love that she needs. In spite of all these shortcomings and weaknesses, she says she still has joy. But how much joy you should have, we should have, when Christ our bridegroom, when He is faithful, when He's always there, when He always loves us. Do you get what I'm saying here? Hallelujah. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray that God will give you mercy today. God will give you grace that you will realize how much He loves you and what it means for Christ to be your husband, to be a bridegroom. Just because this one fact that Christ is your bridegroom and He's perfect bridegroom, He's complete. He's inadequate. He's adequate. There is no inadequate about Him. Oh, praise the Lord, that Christ is our perfect bridegroom. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you sleep well yesterday? How many of you sleep well yesterday? You sleep well. Okay, some of you are raising halfway. That means you slept maybe 50% good. I didn't sleep good yesterday. So physically, I feel weak. Now, today's topic is Christ my joy. And I wanted to stand before you today filled with joy. Filled with power. But I didn't sleep well yesterday, and then my body is weak, you know. I don't feel like actually preaching today. I'll be honest with you. I don't feel like preaching today. I don't feel like talking about joy today. But you know what? In spite of my physical weaknesses, and in spite of lack of sleep, I can tell you this. In my spirit, there is joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my spirit, there is joy. Tell somebody. I may not look joyful, but in my spirit, there is joy. Tell somebody. I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. One more time. I still have joy.
No matter what, amen.
I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Amen. I pray that you can say this all the time. Even in the midst of trials and difficulties, I pray that you can be able to say this song. I still have joy. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at the scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. The first scripture. Okay. 16, verse 16 and verse 18. Let's read it together. Begin. Be joyful always. No matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Amen. Bible says be joyful always. Now this is God's commandment. It's not optional. Why this is God's commandment? Why this is imperative? Because God lives in joy. Okay? God lives in the atmosphere of joy. Remember the scripture? We enter His gates with thanksgiving, right? Where there's a thanksgiving, there's a joy. Amen? Where there's a joy, there's thanksgiving. So we enter His gates. That gate is talking about tabernacle. So we enter His dwelling place. We enter into Christ with thanksgiving, with joy. Bible says, no matter what happens, always be thankful. Be joyful always. Is this possible? Is this possible?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. What Bible says is possible. Nothing is impossible in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Actually, a lot of your face, maybe you didn't sleep like me yesterday. Maybe you look tired. You look unhappy. You look very, you have many worries and concerns of life. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. That you fill our hearts with joy. Hallelujah. Okay, why we can be always be joyful? There's a reason. There's a hint. Okay? There's an answer to that. Bible says, be joyful always. Alright? And then, if we can go to the Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Look at that. Romans 8, 28. Okay? Let's read it together. Begin. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, and He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Did you notice that? Verse 28. For and we know. That's the key word there. Know. Know what? Oh, brothers and sisters, I want your spiritual eyes to be awakened. I want your spiritual eyes to be open today.
Amen.
Bible says, we know, we have to know. Know what? Knowing is our power. Knowing is our strength. Now, how do you go through the trials and difficulties? When you know that in all things, God works for the good.
Amen.
Not for the bad. If you are going through trials, guess what? If you love God and you're called by God, that difficulties that you're going through, it will bring plus to you, not minus. It will bring blessings to you, not curse. Hallelujah. It will build you up, not tear you down. If you know this, you can be joyful. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, may God have mercy, Sister Magda. When I saw her first time, I said, are you okay? And then she says, look at my face, am I okay? Yes, you look pale. Yes, your white, your face is, you know, kind of white and pale, looking pale. But God is forming you.
Amen.
God is making you.
Amen.
God is conforming you.
Amen.
You have to know this. Unless otherwise, you cannot grow mature. Oh, Lord Jesus.
The greatest thing about life on this earth is to become like Christ.
Actually, many times, not sometimes, many times God gives trials, difficulties. Unless otherwise, we will not realize. There is a strong self within us. You know, strong self. Very strong within us. Strong self. And it's too strong. You understand? It's too strong, too self-centered. And without difficulties in life, it will not come out. When everything's going well, happy, it will not come out. And it will be there. So when God brings difficulties in your life, listen. God will bring that self up. God will expose that self. Praise the Lord. When God expose that strong self within you, that's the moment. That's the chance. Okay? That's the time. God can form you like Christ. Hallelujah. You can give it to the Lord. Say, yes, Lord, I am very self-centered. And I'm very selfish. And I'm very proud. I'm very arrogant. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Do something with me. That's the time you can pray like that. Hallelujah. So we know that in all things works for the good. Right? And then it says, who have been called according to his purpose. We have to know his purpose. Praise God. God has purpose for you. That your life is not an accident. You didn't come to Korea, you know, by accident. You came to Korea for a purpose. Hallelujah. And I believe you came to Old Friend Church for a purpose. And you have to know that purpose. What is that purpose? Yeah, look at this now. Verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Praise the Lord. All the purpose of all the difficulties in your life, all the trials in your life is to conform to the likeness of the image of Christ. Praise the Lord. Okay, encourage your brother now. Tell them. You are being conformed to the likeness of Christ every day. Cheer up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, be joyful always. Amen. Because there's a purpose. And the purpose is to make you like Christ.
Amen.
Did you know that one day we are going to be just like Christ? Same like Christ? Did you know that? Huh? Yeah. Conform to the likeness. Did you see that? Conform to the likeness of his Son. You are going to be like Christ. In life and nature. Not in divine. Not in divinity. But in life and nature, you are going to be just like Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you are going to be like Christ 100%, how much trials and difficulties you have to go through? Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Philippians 4:4. Okay, Philippians 4:4 says, next verse, let's read together. Rejoice in the Lord, always. Again, I say rejoice. Do you know Pastor Paul is writing this scripture? If Philippians, right? He was in jail. Now, back then, the jail is like a dungeon. You know, cockroach everywhere. Big bugs everywhere. It's not a cement, you know? It's like a just a mud. Muddy and smelly, dirty, messy, sometimes dangerous. Maybe the snake is there too, I don't know. And it's dark, there's no light. But just imagine. Imagine. There in the prison, Apostle Paul is saying, rejoice in the Lord!
Amen.
He's saying this in the prison! Rejoice in the Lord!
Amen.
And he says, not just to rejoice in the Lord, he said, rejoice in the Lord always!
Amen.
Always! Some some of your brothers, your face is looking pale. Your face is looking somber. Your face is filled with worries and concerns.
Oh, Brother Paul, I don't have a visa now. How can I be rejoiced?
If you have a visa, can you rejoice? Huh? You think, listen, you have a visa problem now, right? And you say, oh, I cannot rejoice because I have a visa problem. But do you think you will rejoice if your visa problem solved? Huh? You know what? The moment that your visa problem solved, you'll probably thank God. Praise the Lord, thank God. And you share testimony. After 3 days, finish. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
You agree with it?
Yes.
That's how weak we are, huh? How selfish we are. I'm talking about? We have no money? Can you rejoice?
Yes.
No money in the bank. Huh? And God gives you 1,000,000 won. You rejoice? More? Huh? More problem? Give me the money to me. Yeah. Huh? You know, when God gives you 1,000,000 won, you will want 1,000,000,000 won. When God gives you 1,000,000,000 won, you will want 1,000,000,000,000 won. Huh? There is never-ending selfish desire. Building up this Tower of Babel, lifting your name up, 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 and you want to be the strongest and the, you know, tallest, whatever. The best time to rejoice in the Lord is not tomorrow. It's not 10 years after when you have visa. Rejoice, the best time to rejoice in the Lord is now.
Amen.
Now. Amen. Not later, now.
Amen.
But why are you looking somber?
Amen.
Huh? Why are you looking like as if today is your last day? Huh? Why are you looking down? And when you walk on the street, don't look down. Maybe you can find a coin. It's a coin. Look up! Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen. Amen. Our countenance should reflect the triune God. Our countenance should reflect joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want my two sons to get A plus straight on the college, and yet their face looks somber, sad. I don't want that. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm talking about? God does not want you to read the Bible every day, but you face somber. What is that? Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, she's so cute. Please? Lively? Hi, Lively. Hi, Lively.
She's so beautiful.
Hi, Lively.
You are melting my heart now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She's looking at me like this. And listening to me. Hmm? She's a spirit too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can listen better than her, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a reason why God says rejoice always.
Amen.
Rejoice always. First Thessalonians 5:16-18, right? Rejoice always. Be thankful in all circumstances. No matter what happens, be thankful. Rejoice. Right?
Yeah.
And pray continually because this is God's will for you.
Yeah.
God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the will of God for you is the most important thing on this earth.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may not understand what's going on in your life. You may not understand. You may not agree with the emotion that you are feeling right now. But you know what? If this is God's will for us to rejoice, we need to rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 You know why? Because Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And this is one of my favorite verse, because in my life, probably your life too, there are many times when there's a sadness, right? There's sad, there's somber, there's darkness, there's no light, worries and concern, anxieties, you know? Insomnia, you cannot go to sleep, too much worry, huh? But God says, what? Rejoice always. Hallelujah. For this is God's will for you. You know why? Because God lives in joy. God lives in love. So when you love, you meet God. Do you understand? You encounter God. God is God of peace. Therefore, God is God of joy. So therefore, when you are rejoicing, you can meet God better. Hallelujah. And remember, enter his gate with thanksgiving, with joy. Enter his gate. God does not want you to come to God with always tear and repenting. We need to repent, yes. But listen, God wants you to be joyful. Because for this reason, Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died so you can have joy. He died so you can have love. He died so that you can have life.
Mm-hmm.
Everlasting life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If my two boys, my sons, if they're joyful always, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I want them to have go to Harvard and be successful in their life. No. I want them to enjoy life. Likewise, God wants you to enjoy your life. Come on, brothers and sisters, enjoy Korean life.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I heard this so many times from the international brothers. Huh? They said, oh, Korean life is too hard. Korean life is too hard. But what can you do? The reality is you are in Korea.
Yeah.
Right? You can enjoy. You have choice to enjoy. You have choice to be bitter or better. What's the difference between bitter and better? The spelling. B-I-T-T-E-R. Bitter. Better is B-E-T-T-E-R. What's the difference between?
I.
Right? Yeah, you make a choice. It's your choice. You can make it better or bitter. Make Korean life better for the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By rejoicing in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. If you cannot rejoice, listen. Go back to the scripture. Go back to the Bible. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Apostle Paul is saying this prison right to you. If he can rejoice, we can rejoice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know why Apostle Paul says again? You know why he used that word again? Because we cannot understand. Because we cannot understand. He's emphasizing, hey, rejoice in the Lord. Again I say, rejoice in the Lord. Because this is your strength. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This part, say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay? And then you say, joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen?
Amen. Let's do the recitation. Okay, ready? You begin.
Yeah. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, thank God I swallowed the water. I cannot even swallow the water. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm talking about. My body's weak now. But there's joy in my spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm there's more joy now because my lovely sisters are coming in.
Wow.
Oh. Hanan and Batol. Batol, long time no see. 이쪽으로 와요. 손 들고 있어, 여기서. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I still have joy. I still have joy after all I've been through. I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy after all I've been through. still,
one more time.
I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy.
Hallelujah! The difference between us, the children of God, versus the people in the world. Hey, look at it, look at it. Come on, focus, please. Focus. Okay, I wait for the brothers sit down. Okay, so there, listen. The difference between us, the children of God, versus the people in the world is what? That we have joy.
Amen. They don't have the joy.
They may have pleasures of the world, but that pleasures is temporal, right? Go to dance club, discotheque, hey, whatever, dance. Do that for what? You have pleasure for 1 hour, right? After 1 hour, more empty, more voidness, right? You feel more bad, isn't it?
But we have joy.
We have unspeakable joy. We have inner peace. Oh, we have.
Oh, amen. Amen. You preach from that one, brother.
Button. Yeah. Overflowing joy. Amen. That's a difference. But if there's no difference between us and them, how? Who's gonna be sad?
He'll be sad, isn't he?
Right? There should be clear distinction between us and the world.
Amen.
We have reason to rejoice because Jesus Christ died for you. Amen. He rose again. He became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And he has entered into you. The world, people in the world, they have no reason to rejoice.
Yeah.
They have only have flesh to have the pleasures of the world, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know what? Listen to this, my brothers. Of course, sisters included, right? Christian, listen to this. You know what? Yeah, when you laugh, you look so handsome. Relax, everybody. Relax. Everybody say, relax.
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 You're in the house of the Lord. listen. I forgot what I was going to say. Huh? What? What is it? Overflowing joy? Oh, keep saying overflowing joy? Okay.
Difference.
Huh? Difference
between the
world.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen!
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, you understand what I'm going through, huh? You just went through today. Okay, praise the Lord. It's all good, it's all good. Okay, now, the climax of my message is here now. So Hanan, I'm glad that you made it before the climax of the message, okay? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23, what we ate before. Okay, ready? All right, church, let's read together. Begin. Oh, Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have a reason to rejoice.
Yeah.
That was always the same. Yeah, we have reason to rejoice. Amen. Okay, you may rejoice because if you have lots of money, you want lotto, right? But that's not true rejoice. That's not true real rejoice. You may rejoice, huh? Because you're getting married. Huh? You met a beautiful woman or handsome man like me. Huh? Or like a Firas. Handsome man. Big man. Macho man. Huh? But you know what? That's not real rejoice. Real rejoice is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He lives in your spirit. Amen. For this reason, you can rejoice. Amen? The more you rejoice, guess what? The more you will receive strength and power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the light of God, the glory of God will shine through your countenance, through your face.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There will be energy coming out of your eyes. And you will heal people. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Come on, look at your brother's eye. Is there energy? Is there a laser coming out or there's a bed coming out? You check it out. Okay, now, look at this now. This is my favorite scripture today, of today's message, huh? Do you see energy, laser, or?
Laser.
Laser, okay. Well, hopefully that's a laser of love, not laser of death.
Amen.
Brother Gregory, God bless you, brother. We love you, brother. So he's very faithful to what he says. He said something to me from the beginning when he came to our church, and he's keeping it.
Amen.
You know, when you keep a promise, small little promise, God sees everything. Right? God will bless you more. God will give you bigger, right, task. If you keep the small promise, right? Amen? Now look at this now. Okay. I'll finish within 10-15 minutes, alright? Within 10 minutes, I'll finish. Right. Pay attention now. Looking away unto Jesus. Right, everybody, let's recite this. Let's eat this. Looking away unto Jesus. That part. Ready? Okay, go.
Okay.
Now remember, this is the movement of the body of Christ. Brother says, please understand this. Movement of the body of Christ. Amen? Two or three, anybody, right? Looking away unto Jesus. That part. We're going to eat together with you, stand together as a body of Christ. Ready? Can we do that? All right, begin.
Looking away unto Jesus. Looking away unto Jesus.
No, just looking away unto Jesus. That part, only that part, repeat, okay? Alright, very good now. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Looking away unto Jesus.
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 Looking away
unto Jesus.
Simultaneously, we all stand together and then we start looking away unto Jesus, right?
Yeah.
We shout together, amen? Go!
Looking away unto Jesus!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Wow, see there's a power!
Yeah.
Did you see the power?
Yeah.
Did you experience the power?
Yeah.
When two or three stand, versus everybody stand, looking away, I think the world's heard this. They heard, looking away unto Jesus. Because Jesus Christ is our joy. He's our hope. He's our peace. Look away to Jesus. Lift your eyes and turn away from the world and look to Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, means He's the one who started your faith and He's the one who's going to finish your faith. Brothers and sisters, listen up now. I'm on fire. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me preach, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, because He started your faith, He's going to finish it.
Amen.
Don't worry about how to finish your life. Don't worry about how to finish your journey of your faith, because He will finish it. In fact, in the spiritual realm, He already finished it.
Amen.
That's right. He said on the cross, He said what? Before He died.
It is finished.
What?
Yeah. It is finished.
Okay, let's eat together. The movement of the body of Christ. Yeah. It is finished. Ready? Yeah.
Begin!
Hallelujah! It is finished!
Amen!
You understand? It's a matter of time. Okay? Matter of time. some people, if they fail, they're going to receive a hard training for 1,000 years. But you know what? After that, they're going to become overcome anyway. Hallelujah. So in God's eyes, there's no failing Christian. Ultimately, everybody, all of us, will become overcomers.
Amen.
This is our faith. Hallelujah. Our faith always fails God, but His faith never fails us.
Amen.
Because His faith is perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see that? The perfect of our faith. In Galatians 2:20, it talks about faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Not faith in Christ. It's not my faith in Christ, but it's the faith of the Son. It's the faith of Christ. Do you understand? In the Bible, there's only faith of Christ, and that faith is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can trust Him. Amen. And it says, who full of joy? Oh, this is what's amazing to me. Look at this. Who full of joy? Who full of joy set before Him? Full of joy set before Him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Jesus Christ despised the shame. He endured the cross. The most painful, most excruciating pain. He endured the cross. Why? Because there was a joy before Him.
Amen.
There's joy before Him.
Amen.
Do you see this?
Yes.
Okay, look at this now. Because of the joy set before Jesus Christ, He endured the cross. That joy must be big. That joy must be really serious, really important to Jesus Christ, right? Because for that joy, He endured the cross. It's got to be very, very, very important, isn't it? You know what? That joy before Him, what was the joy before Him? It was you. It was you. It was us. It was the body of Christ. That was His joy. Do you see this? Do you see this? And the church come to the meeting hall on Sunday and to rejoice in the Lord, to celebrate, to call on His name. Are we reflecting this joy that was set before Jesus Christ? For this joy He endured the cross. Are we reflecting this joy? Are we reflecting this joy? Or are we just dragging ourselves? Oh, it's another Sunday. I want to rest at home. Oh, but I feel guilty if I don't go to church. So let me just go drag myself like that. Where is the joy that was set before Christ? For this joy, He endured the cross.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. We need God's mercy and joy, God's mercy and His grace. Amen? We have to understand this. God is more pleased when you are joyful. But what happened to the joy? You lost your joy when you came to Korea? Because of the hard work? Visa problem? Oh, Lord Jesus, we still have joy. Amen?
Yes.
Exercise your spirit because joy is in your spirit.
Amen.
Joy may not be in your soul. Joy may not be in your emotion, in your mind. But certainly joy is in your spirit.
Amen.
So if you release your spirit, exercise your spirit, joy will be released.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why when you come to church, not only when you come to church, in your daily life, you need to call on His name. Lord Jesus, to exercise your spirit. When you come to church, you can easily exercise your spirit. But if you don't call on the name of the Lord during the weekdays, try to come to church on Sunday, try to celebrate, try to release your spirit, it's not easy. Oh, praise the Lord. Listen, you eat every day 3 meals a day, right? So we need to eat and drink, right? We eat the food, we drink the water, right? Amen? Likewise, physically we are eating and we are drinking, right? If you don't eat 40 days, you'll die. If you don't drink 3 days, you'll die, right? Maybe a little more. Do you understand?
Likewise, we eat and drink our Lord Jesus Christ. We eat the scripture, amen. And we pray. So we are eating and drinking Jesus Christ every day, amen. But you know what? But you know what? If you don't breathe 3 minutes, you die. You can go without food for 40 days, but you cannot live without the breath, without breathing for 3 minutes, isn't it? Do you understand? So in that sense, breathing is much more important than eating. Breathing is much more important than drinking, right? Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you with me, church?
Yeah.
So what is breathing in spiritually? What is breathing spiritually? It's the calling on the name of it. It's the calling on the name of the Lord. Lamentations, in the Old Testament, Lamentations 3, 55, 56. In the deep pit, I call on your name, listen to my breathing. So calling on the name of the Lord means breathing. So if you're not calling on the name of the Lord, guess what? You're not breathing well. So you're like, you're suffocating. Oh, church, breathe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You breathe spiritually, amen.
Amen.
Then you can easily exercise your spirit, release your spirit, amen. Let me finish my message here. Now, okay, so for the joy set before him, he entered the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God, verse 3, for comparing. Look at this now. Okay, I'll give you a secret now, okay? I'll give you a secret and I'm finished now, okay? He says, compare him. Compare who? Compare Jesus. Compare Jesus, who has endured such contradiction by sinners, against himself, so that you may not grow weary. Okay, listen to this. Brothers, are you weary? Are you growing weary? Okay, you need to compare Jesus. You need to think Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about Jesus who endured the cross. You think about him, all right? And then it will give you strength. Hallelujah. Every time I do the Lord's table meeting, which we do 1 p.m., you know what? Every time I think about the blood of Jesus Christ and the body was broken on the cross, right? I think about him. I remember his death. You know what? It gives me strength. There's there's a power in me. There's strength that's moving it within me and gives me strength. Hallelujah. For that strength, I am able to preach today. Do you understand? I was not able to preach, but through the Lord's table meeting, I remember cross. I remember Jesus Christ, and it gave me strength to preach today.
Amen.
And I have to preach again in French service later. And I believe I will do that by God's strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I will remember Jesus on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
I will remember my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you may not grow weary.
Amen.
Listen. Oh, brother, it came to my mind. What was I going to say before? Yes, you know what? Satan, okay, the enemy will do everything to you to take away your joy, to take away the joy of the Lord. That's what I was going to say. Listen, when you are somber, when you are looking depressed, when you are looking worried and concerned, anxiety, you know what? Satan will laugh and he will be joyful. Ha! 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 My brother is somber, hey, he's worried. And our father will be very sad, isn't it? So what takes away the joy of the Lord? You know what? Guess what? It's all mind playing. Okay. Put your hand like this. It's all mind playing. Okay? Bible says, repeat after me,
take captive
of every thought.
Make it obedient to Christ.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead, one more time, okay? I do not trust my mind. Because my mind is a garbage can. You understand? Trust Jesus. Trust your spirit, not your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Because of that, you know, that complicated, that many worries, many anxieties, thoughts, joy will be gone. Do you understand? Okay, so when you today when you go back to your home today, right? You stand before the mirror. Everybody, promise with me now. Okay, you stand before the mirror and you look at your face. Is there joy in your face? Is there joy on your face or not? If there's no joy, what are you gonna do? Say, Lord Jesus, I take captive of every thought, and make it obedient to Christ. Amen. And start eating Jesus. Start calling on His name, Lord Jesus. Start eating the Scripture. Hallelujah. Start eating the scripture, Galatians, Ephesians, book of Ephesians.
right? Colossians or Philippians. Philippians is good book because it's talking about experiencing Christ. Not grow weary, fainting in your souls. Never fainting in your souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the triumph God in your spirit expand to your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, may God accomplish the salvation of your soul. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How should we end the service today? Anybody in your spirit? What should we do?
Rejoice.
Huh? Rejoice?
Rejoice.
Amen. That's a good suggestion. Rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's do this then, okay? About few minutes, we're going to pray now. Okay? Alright? Not silent prayer, out loud prayer. Amen? We're going to pray, okay? Anything that is taking captive of your mind, the pessimistic thought, negative thought, okay? You say, oh, I'm tired, that's pessimistic thought. You understand? No, you're not tired. You're in the house of God.
Amen.
You're in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let spirit control your soul, your soul, and your mind. And let your mind control your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay? And speak against all the thoughts that's coming from the enemy. Okay?
Amen.
So you pray and you reject the enemy's thought. Okay? And you declare the victory. You declare life of Jesus Christ in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And you declare joy and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. We'll do that for a few minutes and then we'll celebrate together. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Let's call the Lord Jesus, please. No. Seven times. Perfect.